Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's been annoying me lately as I scroll through social media like everybody else does? Although I'm not on TikTok. I'm on there, but I haven't done anything. I'm not active. I created an account because I know I'm probably going to need it at some point. But I don't watch anything. My wife does that. And I'm like, oh, good. At least I can watch my own shows now where she gets lost in TikTok for a while. I'm not on there, but I do scroll a little bit with Instagram. And I do scroll a lot with the, with X, Twitter, whatever. Because usually there's more news on there. One thing that keeps popping up in my feed. And I'll tell you, I don't like when anything gets in the way of my Jessica Alba feed. That's one thing on there that I hate social media, but I'm glad that social media exists for the Jessica Alba Instagram page. That is my favorite. You just got to check it out for yourself. Because there's a lot of uplifting, positive quotes on there. Of course, that's what I'm talking about. Get your minds out of the gutter. I mean, she's very uplifting and a positive person and taking each day for, not taking each day for granted and trying to maximize things. I strive to be more like Jessica Alba, and that's why I love following her on social media. One thing that keeps popping up, though, in my algorithm, which must be busted, is the... You guys watch that... Oh, Dove and Rosie, there's no chance. But you guys out there listening, you watch the Jennifer Hudson show? Like the videos where she has a guest come on, and then they walk through... like a line of people and they're all dancing for some reason. Like, everybody's so happy. Life is so great. This is the greatest thing ever. Let's dance our way to the set. Okay. You see that, Rosie, at all? You know what I'm talking about? Rosie, you got to turn your mic on or turn the thing up. Is this your first day here? Here we go. You know what I'm talking about, Rosie?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Sal.
Dove, I hesitate no. Okay. Well, somebody out there listening... I would ask in the newsroom, we don't know who's out there. Somebody out there listening has to know what I'm talking about with Jennifer Hudson. Even if you're just like a diehard sport. How does it pop up in my algorithm? I never watched the show once. Now, I'm not saying, like, she's a great actress or singer. She's a singer, I think she's a singer. She's great at what she does, and I'm sure the show is great, but I've never watched it once. And yet in my Instagram algorithm, I keep getting these videos of like the songs that maybe I watched one once. And now I get like 500 of them, and I don't want to see it anymore. I don't believe that everybody is that happy in life all the time. I'd like to be. I want to be. Certain times I am, but that happy to where every show, every guest that comes on, they sing a song, guys, girls, whatever, it doesn't matter. They do the dance up the runway onto the set. How do you remove something? Rosie, maybe you can help me with this. How do you remove something from my algorithm or my Instagram feed? Do you have any idea how to do that?
No, I would just try to focus and search other things despite that, and you try to drown out that.
Well, I mean, most of my time spent on there is on Jessica Alba's page. So I'm saying I don't know how it goes from that to that.
There might be a setting where you can say you don't like this thing. Although I'm not sure if it's the same as pressing the closed door in the elevators. Nothing.
I'm still trying to figure out how to unsubscribe from certain emails that I get. And some of them make it easy. It's like, oh, yeah, do you want this message anymore? Just unsubscribe. So I'm not sure about that, how to get rid of that. But enough. Nobody wants to see the dancing all the time.
I wonder what the connection is between Jessica Alba and Jennifer Hudson.
Maybe she was on there once. I
mean, there has to be a connection between the two.
Yeah, maybe there was. Well, I mean, Jessica Alba's not the only thing that I see on Instagram, but she's my favorite thing that I see on Instagram because she posts great messages, uplifting messages. I just want to be clear about that, and, you know, in case my wife's listening and anybody else. That, you know, she posts great messages on there. It's fantastic. So I love, she's a great follow. You scroll through some of the pictures. I mean, you have to get through the bikini pictures and all that. But at the end of the, after you scroll through the bikini pictures from the beach, you know, and maybe the, you know, the cooking pics with minimal clothing on. Like, once you get through all that fluff, you get to the real positive messages, which is what I love about Jessica Alba.
Can you share one message from her for us?
Yeah, not off the top of my head, but I have some saved, actually. Wise guy, what do you think? I'm lying? I say, I'll read you one. Let's see. I got to go through my photos here real quick. But my point is, I don't think, here's one. Is this one from her? Yes, it is. The problem is, you think you have time. This is a Jessica Alba post, one of the uplifting messages that I took a picture of and saved it to my phone. Now, this is the truth. While I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't enjoy some of the bikini pics, I did not save a bikini pic to my phone. And if I did, it would be in the hidden folder, obviously. On average, we get 80 summers if we're lucky. Don't put off the trip. Stop waiting for life to begin. Stay up late with friends. Get up early to watch the sunrise. Catch every sunset. Book the trip. Go on that hike. Go to the beach. Spend time with those you love. Tell them how you feel. Jessica Alba. Now, she might have ripped that from somebody else, but I saw it on her page. You know what I'm saying? That gets me motivated. You're right, Jess. I do need to book that trip. I do need to start living life. Yeah, and then I scroll to the bikini.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, nobody wants to see Jessica, or what's her name, Jennifer Hudson. I don't need to see the dancing. We get it. Your life is great. Everybody's great. Everybody's having fun. You could dance. You could sing. You could move. And Sal's in Brooklyn. What's up, Sal?
Sally boy, what's going on, my good man? How are you?
How are you, Sal?
Hey, I'm sure after some pictures and some quotes, it is uplifting. So good for you,
there,
man.
There you go.
You got,
yeah,
that page for you over there. Hey,
uplifting in more ways than one. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man.
I get it. Yeah.
We don't got to go there. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, how come nobody... Forget McCarthy, man. Please. Been there, did that. Don't bring me these retreads. If you can't get Belichick, and I'm on board with you, you got to get these veteran coaches here who can teach these guys what winning is about, who stays in their lanes, what assignments are, build up the program. You need that veteranship from a coach that can do it. If not, Belichick, Tony Dungy's out there. You get him out of the booth at NBC. You need somebody who could talk to these kids, and they're not going to go behind his back with lip service and then try to stab this guy. What does he know? He's younger than me here. So go get the old man if you can get him. Otherwise, leave Kafka where he is right now, because it'll be his third year next year with this squad, and at least let him build.
You know, it's actually not a bad thought, Sal. Not the Dungy part of it, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. If not Belichick, I would not go with Dungy. Now, you could want Tony Dungy. I didn't like Dungy when he was in his prime as a head coach. So he was a good head coach. He's not at the level of Bill Belichick. So I would not even entertain Dungy, especially after all the time off. At least Bill has been relevant and been coaching. You may not like his record the way that it went at the end of New England, or his record with North Carolina, but he's still coaching. And he's a far, far better coach than Dungy. But your thought on Kafka may not be a bad one. If it were me, I'd probably handle it one of two ways. I would definitively fire Joe Shane and everybody else associated with this losing mess for the last three, four seasons. Obviously, they won the first year, so really the losing mess the last three seasons. But I would fire everybody associated with that and hire Bill Belichick and a GM that he's comfortable with. Thomas Dimitroff would be my guy. Just a thought. But I'd be open to other suggestions with the general manager, with the front office, but I want Bill Belichick. The other avenue, if you tell me, well, we can't do that, it's not happening, Belichick doesn't want to come to the Giants, whatever it may be. The other avenue might, in fact, be to just keep Kafka. Now, I don't love it, but it's not a total rebuild. And if I can't have the main guy that I want, why would I then settle for option B, C, D, whatever? Instead of just saying, you know what? Kafka's done a good job. Now we have to see how he finishes out here the final five games. And you see how the Giants look. But maybe that's what they're thinking. I would blow it all up and hire Bill Belichick. But if you're not going to blow the whole thing up, then maybe you just bet. I wouldn't do this under any circumstance. I wouldn't keep Joe Shane and allow him to pick another head coach. If you're going to keep Joe Shane, and maybe that's the best way to say it. If you're going to keep Joe Shane, then you might as well just keep Kafka. Because at least that makes sense in accordance with your thinking. You think they should be better than they are. You trust the talent. So Joe Shane's the guy who's brought in the talent over the last 4 years. You trust him. And Kafka's been here, and he's done some nice things already in the first couple weeks. He's an offensive mind. Why take a chance on somebody else who you don't even know? At least you're familiar with Kafka. Why take a chance on somebody else as a first-timer when you could just roll with your guy here? Again, I would not do that. I would blow it all up. But I could understand the thought process of, if you are a believer in Shane, which I am not, if you are a believer in Shane, you could just continue with Joe Shane and Kafka here. BT and Sal on the Fan. Gary is in East Northport. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, how you doing, Sal?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm calling because there's a name out there that nobody's mentioned at all as far as the Giants go. Now, would you agree with me, number one, that it's on the Giants? It's not the offense is the problem. I mean, we got some key injuries with Dart, with Scatterboo.
I think it's everything, Gary.
But we're scoring points, but you're losing games.
So I agree with you that
And I agree with you, but I think that where we're losing the games is on the defensive side of the ball. We have literally no DBs, no linebackers at all that can stop anything. The Giants rush. We got one of the top rushers in the NFL.
Well, on paper,
We're one of the top teams in what they call pressure on the quarterback. But the quarterback's still making the plays down the field.
Yeah, because Brian Burns is the only one that's you know, actually tackling the quarterback and sacking him.
Absolutely. And to me, Thibodeau is one of the biggest busts the Giants have ever had.
Well, and Abdul Carter has not had a great year. So, I mean, Dexter Lawrence has been bad this year.
Being a rookie.
Fair enough.
I'm giving him a first-year break.
Fair enough.
But Thibodeau, to me, is all talk, all fluff.
All right, so who's your name?
Here's my guy. And I wish you'd think this through, is a guy that's been here before, defensive mind. That's where I think we really need. Keep Cap as the offensive coordinator, but go get Steve Spagnuolo.
As a defensive coordinator, are you saying as a head coach?
No, as the head coach. He's been a head coach. He didn't go to, well, remember Bill Belichick went off to Cleveland and he got fired.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Spagnuolo. He's been off. He's been a head coach.
Yeah.
He's got fired. He's one of the best defensive minds in the game.
The problem is he was god awful. Thank you for the call, Gary. And he's been brought up plenty of times before. Neither BT or I want him to be the head coach, so maybe you're not hearing it from us, but callers have brought him up before, and we just shoot it down. I don't think he would laterally move to the Giants from where he's at with Kansas City. If you're Spags, why the hell would you leave that cush job in Kansas City? I mean, maybe for a head coaching job, if you wanted one more opportunity, but even with that, I'd just stay in Kansas City, continue to try to go out there and win more Super Bowls. That's it. You're getting paid. You want another opportunity to be a head coach. Okay, fair enough. Maybe that's why he would want to leave, especially with the Giants, which a team that he had success with as a defensive coordinator. Problem is, you look at what he did as a head coach, and even as an interim head coach with the Giants, I mean, just not good. He was 1-15 with St. Louis. Okay, fair enough. It happens with a young head coach, young team. 7-9 in year 2, 2-14 in year 3, and then 1-3 as interim head coach with the Giants in 2017. I just, I don't think that that would be the right move to make. It. If you're going to go down the veteran route, why not take a successful veteran? There's still risk. Just because Spags has done it before and has been a high-level coordinator doesn't mean that there's no risk hiring him to be the head coach. If you're telling me you could get him as a D coordinator, sure. I don't think he would make a lateral move. So you're telling me you want to hire him as a head coach? I would not do that. I think you're chasing history there because you love him because of what he did as a defensive coordinator with the Giants. You would not be hiring him because you believe he's the best head coach. 808-101.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.